This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission of India has announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. Speaking about the special intensive revision of electoral rolls, Mr. Kumar said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. With this objective, the special intensive revision is being conducted as per Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible elector is left out while no ineligible person is included in the electoral rolls.
Mr. Kumar also appealed to youth and first-time voters to participate enthusiastically in this great democratic exercise and cast their votes with pride, responsibility and confidence. Elections in India are truly a festival of democracy. The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davanagere South in Karnataka, Rahuri in and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the transfer of senior officers in West Bengal government following the announcement of assembly elections in the state. In a letter, the commission said it has reviewed the poll preparedness for the general election to the Legislative Assembly and directs the transfers. It has directed that Dushyant Narayala be posted as Chief Secretary of the State Government in place of Nandini Chakraborty. Amid rising tensions in West Asia following war between Israel, United States and Iran, Air India and Air India Express will operate 48 flights to and from region today. These include 10 flights between Indian cities and Jeddah and 12 flights to and from Muscat. In a press release, Air India said it will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will operate one flight each from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangalore. Air India Express will also operate 12 scheduled flights to and from Muscat with one service each from Delhi, Kannur, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram and two services from Kochi. The Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatar Airways will operate 3 more flights to India over the next 2 days, connecting New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. The embassy said it is coordinating with local authorities and Qatar Airways to help stranded Indian nationals and emergency cases, including travel via the Salwa border to Saudi Arabia on temporary 96-hour transit visas. In Odisha, 2 persons were killed and several others got seriously injured while more than 200 houses were damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district yesterday. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. The 98th Academy Awards are currently underway at the Dolby Theatre in Los Angeles, bringing together some of the biggest names in the film industry to celebrate the year's best achievements in cinema. And that is the end of this news bulletin.